Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos. We learned Klal Chaf, we learned Simon Chabez, where the Chayadim introduced this idea that a person should not do a full hatmonah. So I need to correct something which I said in yesterday's shir, a very significant mistake. I apologize. A sand is considered something which is Mosif Hevel, due to its nature. It's able to reflect back the heat of the item, so that allows it to be considered something which is the most of Hevel. And that's where the whole question comes into play. The person is putting this into sand from before Shabbos. Hatmona in a most of Hevel from before Shabbos is problematic. Hatmona from a most of Hevel from before Shabbos is mutter. The question over here is, since sand is considered something which adds heat, can a person do hatmana in the sand from before Shabbos? And the Chayyadim seems to say, even though we hold hatmana b'mixis, partial hatmana is mutter, according to the opinion of the Ramah. Over here, he's being makban on hatmana b'mixis, and that was the question that we presented yesterday. There are a few approaches to answer this question. One answer is, if you look at the case that the Chayyadim is talking about, it's a case where it is partially submerged in sand, and then it has has a canopy over it, and then has other items draped on top of that. So even though that's not a halachic version of hatmana, when something does not touch the container directly, when the insulated materials do not directly touch the pot. But in the conjunction with the fact that you have hatmana b'mixis and you have this you have the hatmana or this protective cover on top, the combination of the two is problematic. But in a case where a person will leave the top open, even if the majority of the pot is surrounded by insulating material, excuse me, it's going to be mutter. So applying that to the case of a crock pot, the question of my crock pot is, you have insulating material, you have this heat source, which is in the, found in the sides of the crock pot, and the metal of the outer container of the crock pot is very close to the pot itself, the crockery, in the middle. So, but since the top is open, so according to this explanation, it's going to be a mutter. Some, however, understand that the Chayyadim is saying that the heter of hatmana b'mixis that the Ramah was talking about was a case where a person is putting a pot directly on top of the coals, but it's not submerged into the coals. It's not, it's just sitting on top. So the Shulchan Aruch said even that is a problem, and that the Ramah and the Chayyadim would then follow that with a disagree. Excuse me. However, when it is already surrounded on the sides as well, the Chayyadim is now saying that's a problem if roiv of that is surrounded. So he says you can go up to a half, or preferably maybe even just a third, but to go up to beyond a half of the pot being submerged would be a problem. Based on that explanation, we should raise a question about using a crock pot. A crock pot adds heat, and it's surrounding the majority of the crockery. So based on this concern, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is on record. This is the last communication of his lifetime, his last letter. Somebody asked him this question, and he responded that he considers it a problem. There's what to maybe discuss about his letter, but we lost him before he was able to people were able to ask him, sadly. And Rabbi Yashav holds it's a concern. Rabbi Yashav, however, is on record. This is Sefer Rabbi Divar Tepom, which is written by Talmud of David Feinstein, very close Talmud of David Feinstein. And this Talmud, Chosham Talmud Chacham, quotes his Rebbe, Rav David Feinstein, quoting his father. His father said it was mutter. because it's not covered on top. This seems to be the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, as long as it's not covered on top, that's not called Hatmona. Furthermore, there is a airspace, albeit slight, between the side of the crockery and the surrounding material of the crockpot, the outer canister. So Riyashim held that since that's a derech how you cook it, it's not a significant gap. But others hold that's considered a significant gap. So again, if we approach the Chayyadim based on the first answer we gave, the Chayyadim is not relevant at all to crockpots. Even according to the second version, we can make an argument that over here there's a gap, and that why it should be mutter. We're dealing with a questionable issue in the Rabbanon. Hadmonah says it's a Rabbanon. So there's a good argument to say that you should say something to Rabbanon the Kula. So a person should ask their Rav what to do. If one is makbid on this, what one does is he raises the crockery by putting something inside which will raise it up. Some aluminum foil balled up into balls or little. Even though the majority of the pot is still surrounded, but when one raises it due to the nature of the shape of the crockery inside, the gap between the outer canister and the crockery is increased. It's no longer a derech bishul, how one would cook normally. So a combination of those two factors would be sufficient to allow it. Have a good day.